Thank you very much. I am very lucky to have Mr. Burke and Mr. Khan go before me to give you an introduction on ICS and PODS. I just want you to know that Matt Feaster, who's sitting in the audience, had a large hand in making these job tools, and if you want to wait after the presentation, we can hand them out to you. And if you have questions and don't want to ask in front of everyone, we can answer them with the job tools. If you are unfamiliar with the city of Pasadena, we are located within Los Angeles County, so we do work very closely with Mr. Khan and his colleagues, but we have our own health jurisdiction, which we are very fortunate to have a health department, a one-to-one ratio with our school district, our fire department, our police department, so we're able to respond locally to public health emergencies. So we created these job tools for our staff to enhance our PODS, our mass prophylaxis deployment. So our goals are to demonstrate our job tools and then evaluate the effectiveness of our training tools. So after H1N1, we hosted about 6 PODS, and we were able to distribute about 9,000 vaccines to our residents and then surrounding cities at schools and large community centers. But at the end, we identified areas for improvement. The first is in our just-in-time training. We wanted to formalize our just-in-time training because, as you can see in the picture, we had our section chiefs just talk and instruct our staff without any job tools or any visuals, and we provided pen and paper for them to take notes because we were giving them a lot of information. There was, you know, 3 different manufacturers and formulations. We had the CDC set criteria for priority groups, and then there were contraindications. So this was a lot of information for people to remember in order to safely dispense vaccine to the population. We also wanted staff to know that the pod was organized according to the incident command system, and there is a certain chain of command communication within ICS, and we wanted staff to know that they don't just ask anyone for help, or if there's concerns with the with any of the screening criteria, we wanted staff to raise these concerns to either a section chief or a team leader. And we wanted staff to know their job responsibilities. Under ICS, it allows for flexibility in staffing positions. So if staff worked in both the screening and dispensing areas, we wanted to know that they had different job responsibilities and different parts that they were supposed to complete. So last year and earlier this year, the state of California required all students with entering grades 8 through 12 to receive the Tdap or the tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis vaccine for whooping cough. So we use this as an opportunity to work on those areas for improvement. So this is now what our just-in-time training looks like. We formalize it with a PowerPoint presentation and these job tools that we created to go along with the PowerPoint so that people could follow along with the presentation. And these are the screening and dispensing job tools. In order to dispense the vaccine, we collaborated with our school district, the Pasadena Unified School District, and we used their screening and dispensing forms, so a lot of our staff were unfamiliar with the format. So as you can see in this picture on the right-hand side, we have little marks, and just in case, there was some reverse coding with the screening questions. And then on the left side are the job tools that I'll be showing throughout the slides. So the first portion, we wanted staff to know what a pod was. We wanted them to know the ICS structure and then how to move clients throughout the different stations within a pod. And then the middle section, we wanted to emphasize that there was that organizational structure and that if any concerns with the client, that they would always raise these concerns to their team leader and or to their section chief. And this is the last portion, which is the most adaptable portion. Under eligibility, this is where you can adapt it for different formulations of vaccine or for the if you have a biological agent, whether or not you're receiving ciprofloxacin or what's the other one? Doxycycline. Sorry. So in this case, we had specific eligibility criteria because the vaccine was paid through the state under the Vaccine for Children (VFC) eligibility, and these were requirements for the school system to dispense the Tdap for the students. And then we also dispensed seasonal flu vaccine. So as you can see on the right-hand side, we color-coded the different vaccines that we were giving so that our staff wouldn't get confused with the different stations that we had for the vaccines. And then this is the back of the screening tool, because since we did have different screening and dispensing job responsibilities, they had to complete different sides of the form. We asked each staff to provide feedback, and it was a 5-point Likert scale, and all respondents identified either yes or definitely yes for the following questions. Did you understand your role at the pod? Did you feel that you are adequately trained using these job tools and the PowerPoint presentation? Did you gain a better understanding of how a mass prophylaxis medication dispensing site works? And were your team leaders and section chiefs clearly identifiable so that they were able to raise those concerns? And in order to adapt it to the biological agent on the back, you can either put an antibiotic algorithm, whether or not someone's going to receive doxycycline or ciprofloxacin, or put a dosing matrix since the dosing differs between age, weight, and the type of medication they're getting. This is just an example. We're still working on it because we haven't decided how ciprofloxacin with rifampin would differ in a release of brucellosis. And this is our anthrax algorithm. If you have any questions, you can email either myself or Matt, and we still have these job tools available for you. Thanks.